I guess just first off, when you're watching film from a game like you just had last Saturday where nothing seemed to be going right for anybody, what do you ultimately take away from that?
You know, basically we just got to use that 24-hour rule. Obviously, a couple guys that got hurt that were big parts of our offense. You know, Mark wasn't really able to play very much, so... to get the ball moving was much harder because our running game wasn't, I think we had 20 yards rushing the whole game, so that didn't really open up our passing game. And Penn State was an extremely physical, big team, so, you know, just got to come in this week, forget about that, and prepare for Northwestern starting today.
One guy who did get his opportunity again, if you will, is Nolan. And given everything that he's kind of endured, what's it been like for you just to see him go through everything he has and then finally get that opportunity to be back out there on Saturday?
That's really good for him. You know, he's always been working hard. He's busting his butt in the weight room, you know, out here in practice field. He's a pretty strong, tough kid. So, you know, everyone's got the confidence in him.
Austin was describing him as a guy that's just tough and intimidating and someone that no one wants to mess with. Is that the kind of vibe you get when you're around him?
You know, he's a tough physical kid, and in practice he tends to mess with the scout team a little bit, kind of put him on their back a lot, and, you know, no one really wants to get in a fight with him because he's a mean guy, so that's good for an offensive lineman.
Difficult is it when you hear the boos on Saturday night, and I'm sure you're thinking part of them, or if not most of them, are directed at James Vandenberg?
I mean, fans don't see everything that goes into preparation. They don't. All they see is where the ball goes. They don't see how he's being rushed in the pocket. You know, he's under a lot of pressure, and you know, if you're getting hit, it's not something a quarterback wants to, as you're throwing the ball, wants to really be doing. And a lot of people don't see that, him getting knocked down every other play in the pocket. So,
do you feel that a lot of the criticism he's been getting then recently has been kind of unwarranted?
Yeah, it's not his fault. I mean, we had two offensive linemen go down. Mark wasn't able to play. You know, we just the whole offense hadn't been working together. And, you know, Sheriff's a very veteran player, and, you know, it's hard when you got two guys who haven't really had a lot of game experience come in and against a good team like that. So that the booing was, that was bad and all, but, you know, they don't see everything that goes on.